In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we have this great teaching from the prophet Hezekiah here within the book of Isaiah, where Hezekiah, who is one of the really good kings, he is, and there's not very many good kings in the Old Testament. Most of the kings are condemned. It's only some who are, even though so many of the kings of Israel do great things for the political side of the people of Israel, they're all judged, the great majority of them are judged as wicked for one thing, and that's because they do not follow the law of God. No matter what good things they do politically, no matter what pacts they made or expansion of territory or providing for the people in this way, the scriptures judge them all as wicked because they do nothing to curb the wickedness of the people. Something to note there, that as far as God is concerned, political advancements, protections of people on the exterior means nothing to God if it does not also carry with it the providing for the spiritual care of the people, something that very few of our leaders even begin to think about. But here, the prophet is speaking to Hezekiah, who at this time is realizing that his life has come to the end, and he's saying, it can't be, I'm not ready to go, there's so many more things that I have yet to do. And he pleads with God and pleads with the prophet Isaiah to go before God and to garner for him more time to do the things that he still has yet to do, the accomplishments that he says, I still must put in order. And a great grace is that God hears that prayer. Hears that prayer and adds this great length of life to his days. He adds him 15 years to his life. And even gives a sign to say that he will have those 15 years. One thing to realize is that God does answer prayers, and so to make prayers in that fashion is a good thing to be able to do so. But we should not live our lives in such a way where we need to make a prayer like that. If you read the Old Testament, particularly the book of Ecclesiasticus, you read in there, and it says man's days are numbered, it's just a toil and upon the earth. Really, living a greater, more lengthy life is not something that we should store up for ourselves, as we often have for our funeral readings. They take that reading from the Book of Wisdom. The Book of Wisdom, chapter 3, where it says the hoary crown, meaning that beautiful gray or white hair that some of you have been granted, is not the thing to be desired after in this life, although that is a very good thing. And it's not even to be the lengthening of one's life, it says later on there, that is the sign of success in life, but rather that one attains to wisdom. Wisdom meaning that they're able to see things from the perspective of God and respond in that way. So that even if a life is short, it can be considered truly blessed and great. So a message from today's reading is your life already put in order? Have you already made your arrangements so that when you do pass, everything goes by smoothly without overburdening your family members? Have you thought about what that final will and testament will be? Have you set your finances in order so that your children or your grandchildren do not have to do those sorts of things? Have you made sure that your funeral arrangements are already put together? Have you yourself selected those two persons that the saints teach us that we should have two persons who are the only ones during those last few moments of our life who are to enter into our chamber, enter into our room, that they would pray for us, intercede for us, and make sure that anybody who would cause strife or anybody who would attack or anybody who would somehow rob us of peace would be kept outside the chamber so that we could die in peace? Have you made those preparations? Have you begun setting your relationships in order? Meaning, have I already begun to bury the hatchet with those who I've held grudges against or have held grudges against me for so long? Have I already provided for a way to make sure as best as I can, even though we can't fully control all of our children or relations, to brook a peace between them so that when we pass, to the best of our ability, it does not devolve into a bunch of people at each other's throats? Have we made those particular arrangements in that way? Have we prepared ourselves for death? These are things that you and I should do so, to not have to rely on the fact that, God, please just give me 15 more years. Give me extra time as Hezekiah was granted, because this was a singular situation where he was granted that grace. We shouldn't expect that all of us will have that opportunity to set our life in order, such as Hezekiah did, or if you watch some of the recent films to see how Father Stu was able to, at a critical point in his life, have a grace visited by Christ himself that he might put his life in order, or many of the other saints, as you see, to have had that grace to be able to do so, but to set our life aright. St. Bonaventure speaks about this. We spoke about him yesterday, and I think most of you were here for it, so rather than going over his life again, this second founder, as he is sometimes dubbed, of the Franciscan order, had in his writings two great things. Two things that are important for us to contemplate. Two things that are important for us to know about the spiritual life, about God himself. And he said, that is the names of God. And what are the two names of God that are the most important names? One from the Old Testament, he claims, and one from the New Testament. The Old Testament name is when God declares who he is. He says that sacred tetragrammaton, which is there, that means I am, who am. I'm existence itself. And so God exists. And so the very existence, if anything has existence within it, if it is real, then it is something that God has given to be. And so it is good in that way. And so God has poured out his existence into the universe, and out of that existence produced all things which attain to any semblance of goodness whatsoever. And so that's worth contemplating, that if it exists in some sort of way, then it is blessed by God and can indeed be used for good. And what is the only thing that God has not created, has not given existence, and in fact is not existence at all? That's right, Fabian is thinking it, he's not going to say it. Sin. Sin is the only thing that God did not create in that way. And everything else that is also evil in and of itself has its being in that sin as well. And everything that has a lessening of goodness in it is indeed a result of sin and sin's effects in the world. And so what is the second name that we are to meditate on for God? And that is from the New Testament, from the Gospel of John, where John declares that God is love. God is love. And so to realize that God in his very nature is love, and love is the giving of oneself for the sake of another. Love is the willing, the ultimate good of the other person. And following in the great Franciscan tradition, he says that this is the most important thing for you and I to realize, that God pours out his existence in love, in the willing of the good of each and every person. And so when you and I come to dark moments within our lives and we feel that maybe life is not worth living, or that everything within the world is a travail in tears, which many times it is, that God is willing us to go forward because he's willing us to exist in his love and pouring out himself in love into us. The great Franciscan Bonaventure would also write later in his writing, saying that if God had never allowed man to sin, so say sin never occurred, say that the fall never existed, would Christ have become man? Pondering that question for a great deal. Theologians still do after this time, but St. Bonaventure at that time came to the understanding, and as the Franciscans always do, that yes, God would have. He would have sent his son Christ. Why? Because his very being is to pour himself out in the gift of love so that he can give himself all the more readily into the human person who he loved so much. So that he would take on something of the human person in his love, so that human persons might come to know how great his love is for them. So maybe he wouldn't have had to go onto the cross and die if there never was sin, but he still would have given himself in the incarnation, which is God's total self-donation, or total self-gift of himself for human beings to become one with us, so that we might in turn truly become one with him in eternity forever in heaven. Some of the great things to meditate on that have given us by St. Bonaventure, to have these two things for contemplation within our holy hours. The fact that God exists, and that everything that exists has to have some semblance of goodness because it does exist and is made, therefore, to some degree, stamped by his image and likeness. And then to go forward recognizing that God is love. And so everything that does have existence, and everything that passes into existence, and everything that even comes to annoy or bring hardship into your life and mine somehow is provided for in the gift of God's love for you and me. For his love for you and me extends that even if we did not need him to die for our salvation, he still would have come into existence. For great is his love to show that he wishes to be with you and me, even in the midst of whatever is going on in our lives. So as we make those preparations for death, to make sure that we set our affairs in order, to not lose sight of those two knowledges of God's names, that he is who is, he is who exists, and all things that exist exist in him, and that his nature is love, to pour himself out for love, and to make sure that you and I are able to return to he who himself is love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.